welcome to this week's episode of Matchup Maximizer, presented by Keeping Carlson. I'm your host, Jeremy Rosillo, and I'll be taking you through all the fantasy hockey matchups, well, not all of them, but the interesting ones for streaming players in Yahoo Week 14 of 2025. Is this the first Matchup Maximizer of 2025? I guess it probably is. Well, welcome to the new year. Without further ado, let's get into the schedule. Next week's schedule is actually a pretty decent streaming one at the beginning of the week, as Tuesday and Thursday only have 20 teams in action, which is kind of the medium threshold in a two utility slot league like Kakupful is. I find that I can fit any player on a 20 team day most of the time. Unfortunately, Saturday has 30 teams in play. Everyone except for Detroit and Carolina plays, so unless your team is heavy on players from those teams or has a lot of streamer spots or a lot of goalies, you're likely going to be benching some points on those days, and I hate benching points. When it gets to a 28, 30, or even 32 team day, it's kind of just inevitable, and you have to accept that you're going to bench points. You're not going to be perfectly efficient unless you're really lucky. Last week, the guys on one of my leagues, the guys I should have benched were Nikolai Ehlers and Jack Hughes, I believe, in one league. And I'm like, okay, I'm never going to bench those guys, whatever. Enough of the rambling, though. Let me run you through the teams that I'm going to look at today. First up team is the Carolina Hurricanes. They play Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. So like I said, you're probably able to get those Tuesday, Thursday games in. Maybe you have a position restriction or a number of players restriction. So keep that in mind as you're looking. And then Friday, Sunday should be easy fits. You don't have to deal with the busy Saturday. The two downsides of the Hurricanes are, first of all, they just played four games this week, including a Saturday, Sunday back-to-back. So if you haven't already jumped on them, you may be missing out. And second of all, the Hurricanes kind of just don't have interesting streamer players because their lines are always in a blender. So I'm even going to caveat this advice with keep an eye on the Hurricanes' lines when practice lines come out, say Monday when you're looking to make ads, because this could be totally out of date already and the news just hasn't hit the Game Day Tweets site yet. As of right now, though, the first line is Aho, Jarvis, and Roslovic. The second line is Stahl, centering Svechnikov and Necas. The third line is Kotkaniemi, Martinuk, and William Carrier. And then Jack Drury just came back, and he's centering Robinson and Blake on the fourth line. On defense, Shane Gostisbehere is out and is being replaced on power play one. It was Ty Smith for a while, but if you look at their last game, Brent Burns actually got more power play time. And to me, Smith is always a scratch concern if he isn't getting power play one. So I was skeptical he'd get all four games this week. It looks like he did, although the lines for Sunday haven't been announced yet. But you could have an Erik Brännström situation where he was on power play one the first game of the week and then got scratched for two. I guess with that being said, Ty Smith is one of the potential streamers you could look at, especially if you run low on defense. He'll play on a power play unit, even if it's not the first one, but he really only plays like 13 minutes a night. Doesn't do a ton in terms of peripherals. Again, option, but kind of scary player. I think I'd take Burns over Smith just for the safety and the fact that he will take a lot of shots, even if he isn't on the power play unit, and rack up some of those peripheral stats. Ty Smith is 71% rostered in Kakupful already, so maybe he's not even available to you. Looks like Burns is very lowly rostered, like 0%-ish. It looks like not rostered at all as of this morning. So he's probably more available if you're looking for someone. Next up, we can take a look at the forwards. Obvious choice here is Jack Roslovic, who looks like he's pretty solidly on that first line and second power play unit. Fortunately, in Kakupful, he's 94% rostered, so doubt you're able to get him in that league. Maybe he's available in other leagues. I think I have a league he's available in, but I'm not able to make moves until Monday, so he may disappear in the next 12 hours or so. Jordan Staal is technically the second-line center right now and is pretty much universally available. I don't know how to feel about this. Like, I don't really like Jordan Staal as a fantasy asset. He's a really good real-life player. He does hit and block some. He has a 6-hit game and a 5-hit game in his last 10, but he's also got 0 and 1-hit games. He doesn't have many points. He's got 6 in his last 10, but only 1 in his last 5. I'm not sure he's going to stay on that second line. I think Kotkaniemi could easily jump back in there. So let's tone it down on Jordan Staal for a bit. Last but not least, someone to keep an eye on, at least on Carolina. If you are in a banger league, William Carrier hits a lot. He did only have 1 hit on Saturday, but going backwards, his number of hits per game are 1, 6, 7, 6, somehow a 0. That must be a scorekeeper problem. 8, 4, 1, 5. So you get a little bit of inconsistency, and actually the stretch of 10 before that was even consistent. Like, it was minimum 4 hits a game for 9 of those 10 games. But yeah, if your hits are worth, you know, a half point and your blocks are worth less compared to Kakupful, maybe just a straight-up banger stream and hope he puts up 20 hits in a 4-game week. That would be pretty safe stream for some people. Next up, we have the Colorado Avalanche, who play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday. So you probably won't be able to fit the streamer in Saturday, but you can get the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday games in, and then flip them for someone who plays Friday, Sunday. Not many options here, really. Jonathan Drouin is 98% rostered in Kakupful, so I doubt he's available. Ross Colton pops up as a second liner and second power play guy with 67% Kakupful rostership. Ross Colton honestly hasn't done much since he got back from injury. I don't think that's injury related. I think that, well, it is injury related. It's that other guys got healthy while he was injured, and he no longer is on the first power play unit, which is where he did a decent amount of his damage in his hot streak that he started the season. His time on ice is also down, not having to play big minutes with all the injuries. He does have 2 goals in his last 3, at least 2 shots in 4 straight games, and decent amount of hits over that span. So it's not a bad option, but I guess in addition to streaming Colton this week, if you're someone who is holding Colton, you may want to take a closer look at that and decide if that's really worth it for you. Probably the most interesting guy from Colorado for me is Casey Mittelstadt. He looks like he was on the first power play unit last game, although that may be kind of a revolving door of fifth wheels there. He's got 2 points in his last 3, only 4 in his last 10, and doesn't do a ton in terms of peripherals. But as far as ice time, deployment, and upside, I am hoping Casey Mittelstadt puts at least a few points in this week. Next up, we have the Washington Capitals and Vancouver Canucks, who both play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So, no-brainer, you can fit them in Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You won't be able to Saturday, but from there, at that point, you kind of know what direction your week is heading, and you can pivot, figure out something to do. I was actually surprised when I looked. The Capitals don't have a ton of great streaming options. The guys that I found on the forward side were Taylor Radish, Andrew Mangiapane, Lars Eller, and Jakub Vrana, and I have hesitations with pretty much all of them. Vrana, I'm not even sure, is going to stay in the lineup. He's been in and out of it. He's also playing less than 10 minutes a night. Taylor Radish is technically on the first line, but he hasn't really done much with it. I guess he's got 4 assists in the last 10, but he hasn't really been hitting this year the way he did in Chicago. Also playing, you know, 9 minutes, 12 minutes, 11 minutes in his past couple games. No power play time. No shorthanded time, even. Eller and Mangiapane, same thing, you know, 8 to 12 minutes a night, depending on the night. Not really big peripheral guys, not getting enough time to score. Mangiapane actually has 6 points in his last 9 games. I say 9 because the 10th one he sat out. I forget if that was, that must have been a scratch. So that's some decent production, but it comes on 3 goals on 3 shots. Yes, he's taken 3 shots over 9 games played. He's got a handful of hits. At least he's getting power play time. I think he's the cap I like best on the forward side, but that's not worth grabbing. Defensively, the Caps have a couple of streamers that might be good for hits and blocks, like Martin Ferravari or Matt Roy. Those are decent options for filling in defense, especially if you can fit a defenseman on Saturday. I'm always a fan if you're someone who runs 2 or 3 defensemen instead of the full roster of 4. On a tight streamer week like this, you can grab that defenseman that plays on the heavy day and not have to worry about it all week. Although at that point, you've got a lot of other teams to look at for defensemen, so you have to take a step back, a further step back than I'm going to be taking today, because I'm not going to go through all of the Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday teams, but I will list them off later in the episode. Last but not least, someone that you might want to look at for a Capitals streamer is Charlie Lindgren. He's 53% owned in Kakupful compared to Logan Thompson's 100%, and while Thompson has definitely been the better goalie, they look like they're alternating every start, just like Boston did last year. It's really consistent. It's not like Thompson put up a really good start last time. I think he gave up 4 to the Rangers, so I believe that puts Lindgren in line to play Monday and Friday this week, which gets both starts early in the week. Then you can pivot, don't have to worry about conflicts with all the teams playing Saturday. I'd definitely be interested in Charlie Lindgren if he's available in your league. Actually, I'm going to go check if he's available in Tier 1, so let's actually jump to our ad break.
Don't you love the sounds and sights of a hockey game? The feels? Yeah, you do. And one great way to get there is with Game Time. They have a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste your time searching through thousands of tickets. I'm looking at some events right now. I actually just like to scroll through the app to see what's happening. First off, Sens tickets starting at $8, and that's like for 3 different dates. Certainly not against the Leafs. Those cost a little more, but I can see that all real easy. And so can you. And while you do, you get seat views with each ticket. You get a panoramic view from your seat in the app before you buy. And all purchases, of course, are covered by Game Time's ticket coverage, the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account to redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time, Mr. Wolf.
Playoffs? We're talking about playoffs? You bet we are. Get in on the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Scoring touchdowns is the key to winning in the playoffs, and you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple, like a player to score 6. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. Or, hey, if you want to bet on hockey, it is a hockey podcast after all. I'm seeing some really fun lines, or you can bet on anything nowadays. Over on DraftKings, I'm looking at team futures. You can bet on which NHL teams you think will make the playoffs. I'm browsing down here. Ottawa Senators, Brian's favorite. Currently favored to make the playoffs. Wow. Lines and odds, of course, subject to change. But yeah, how fun would that be? It's been a while. Okay, check this out. New DraftKings customers can bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back. I'm going to run you through 2 more teams before picking a favorite streamer of the week, even though honestly I've hated all the options I've had so far. despite being a good schedule week, the particular teams that streamers are available from aren't necessarily the best, in my opinion. Next up, though, we're looking at the Vancouver Canucks, who, like Washington, play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. The options I've noticed here, Phil DiGiuseppe has been playing on the first line with Suter and Garland, which isn't a great first line, actually. It's listed first, but it's kind of their second line, because I'd take Miller, DeBrusk, and Besser over this makeshift first line. But DiGiuseppe has a decent number of hits in the handful of games he's been back. He's got a 9-hit game, a 5-hit game, and 2 4-hit games, along with, you know, 3 assists in 7 games. So that's not terrible. I'd look out for him, especially in your banger leagues. I'd also like to call out that Connor Garland is only 96% owned in Kakupful. That seems like a pause the pod type of ad. Like, I don't see any reason you should be worried about Garland and not wanting to add him. Let me quickly check what his points per game are. Maybe he's been cold and I haven't noticed, but let's see. So total season average. Yeah, he's averaging, you know, 4.3 Kakupful points per game. That's more than enough to have on your roster for the full time. So if you're in one of those leagues with Garland available, go add him quickly. Another Canuck option is the aforementioned Pia Suter. He's getting the most ice time of those streamers. Power play 2 and line 1. A lot of shorthanded time too for 16 to 19 minutes a night. Unfortunately, he's also prone to cardio sessioning you with, you know, very low shot totals and minimal hits and blocks. I think he's probably the most likely to fall into points of some of the guys I've named. Definitely a risky proposition. And the other guy to look at is Dakota Joshua, who, since returning from his injury earlier in the season, has taken a while to get up and running, but it seems like he's been rounding into form, getting some more hits. He still isn't scoring, but he's looked better on the ice, and they're now giving him power play 2 time. I don't know, probably a banger league only type of ad, but that's a third line type option for you. And on the defensive side, if you see that Brännström is back in the lineup, I'd give him a shot on the off chance that he sticks for all 3 off-night games. He's pretty good when he quarterbacks power play 1. His skill set is an offensive defenseman, so he should be jumping in on the rush and trying to get points. But it just seems like they don't like having him in the lineup and like having a Brisebois and Desharnais and, of course, Tyler Myers and Carson Soucy in there. I don't know, I was kind of cringing when they started Tyler Myers on an overtime earlier last week. Like, is that really your best option to put out there for an overtime? Why don't you just put JT Miller on defense or something? Like, yeah, I was not a fan of that, but it worked. They won that game in a shootout, so they didn't give up goals. Speaking of the defense, Myers, Soucy, or actually Noah Juulsen is probably my favorite banger defenseman to grab from them. I'm talking a lot of banger leagues here because, I don't know, a lot of the available players are just guys who hit and not much else. Last but not least, the Detroit Red Wings only play 3 games, but they are on Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday, and against pretty good opponents for the offense, those being Ottawa, Chicago, and Seattle. So I added them here as a potential streaming option for the full week. Looking at their team, I think the best 2 options are Joe Valeno, who is riding third wheel with Larkin and Raymond, who have been on fire since the new coach took over. Unfortunately, Valeno hasn't gotten in on many of those points because a lot of it's been on the power play, but he's an option. And then Andrew Kopp is centering Patrick Kane and Alex DeBrincat. Again, not a ton of points there. Kopp's got 2 points in his last 4. Nothing else really peripheral-wise. A couple shots, a couple hits, a couple blocks. Pick your poison between those 2 and see if the good matchups may help you out. This week feels a lot rougher than usual as far as quality of player available to stream. I'm going to list off real quick the other teams that play 4 games, even though a lot of them are on busy nights, just to give you some starting points to look at, and maybe I'll pull a few players at the ends to look at. Seattle plays Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. Anaheim, Minnesota, Ottawa, Pittsburgh, Tampa and Vegas all play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you're looking for week-long streamers and have the room Tuesday and Thursday, guys from those teams are just as good as the Washington or Vancouver ones. At a glance, some guys who stand out from those teams, the entire Seattle Kraken first line is relatively widely available, that being Jaden Schwartz, Matty Beniers, and Kaapo Kakko. They've been pretty consistent lately. Schwartz especially has been putting up a ton of points, playing on the main power play unit in kind of a bumper position also. And both Shane Pinto and Ridly Greig are playing with Brady Tkachuk on Ottawa. So they'd be of interest to me, again, if you have room on Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, as opposed to the busy Saturday. With that, I guess I'm stuck picking a streamer of the week that I really don't want to pick right now because I am unenthused by almost all of these options. If I had to pick one, though, I think it's the Colorado second liners, the Ross Colton and Casey Mittelstadt, both relatively widely available in Kakupful. Mittelstadt was 33% owned when I checked, and Colton was 67% owned. So there's a good chance you'll be able to get one of them in your league. And then Charlie Lindgren, if I'm allowed to pick a goalie streamer of the week, I would absolutely be adding him for the two off-night games. He was 53% owned in Kakupful. And for a Sunday savior, I'm going to go with anybody on Carolina because you can get your Sunday game and also get one of the best schedules next week, the one I led with. That could be Ty Smith if he hasn't been added yet. Jordan Staal is probably the most likely to be available just because he got moved up to the second line yesterday. And if people didn't catch that, or if they made the ad earlier in the week, they would not have that. Jesperi Kotkaniemi is an option, or my favorite banger boy, William Carrier. So I guess I'll have to end it on a shout out to him. With that, good luck next week and Happy New Year.